You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The actual details of the story itself are true or not, it seems like they're probably not.
The UVA chapter of Phi Kappa Psi calls the reporting of the discredited story, quote, reckless, and adds it defamed her fraternity and members. Its president says that even more importantly, it may prompt some victims to remain in the shadows, fearful to confront their attackers. Alex Stone is a former friend of the woman the Rolling Stone article was about. He tells Fox News the Kelly File he has no idea what went on the night of the alleged attack.
Can I say 100%, that absolutely nothing happened that night? No, I can't say that 100%, but, based on sort of her track record and some of the huge inconsistency, and I don't think there's any basis to say that this was likely at all.
This is USA Headline News.
Did you have a baby last year? Or did you not have a baby last year despite all the subtle hints your mom kept dropping? Like building that crib and asking for a number one grandma mug for Christmas? Even though that's not how it works, you can't just ask to be awarded number one grandma. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you have a baby, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
California almond growers are being criticized by some who say they use too much water compared to other crops. Joe Del Bosque is a farmer in Fireball, and he says they've already taken a huge hit.
We had zero water last year and zero water this year. And that's terrible for us. So there's no more they can cut back unless they want to squeeze blood out of a turnip.
Critics are also targeting Governor Jerry Brown for only making farmers a small part of his new mandatory water reductions. Joe Del Bosque says they've already had their water allocation slashed.
We're not taking water away from anyone else. We're buying it from other farmers who are willing to fallow a little land.
A sixth grader from Illinois is being considered an NCAA tournament bracket expert. With Duke's victory last night, Sam Holtz of Lake Zurich is now tied for first place at the top of ESPN's bracket challenge. He tells ABC's Good Morning America that he's pretty proud of himself.
It feels really, exciting, and I feel pretty cool right now for winning it, because it's a really hard thing to do.
Sam beat out over 11 million other participants. It's not known yet if the 12-year-old will be able to claim the grand prize because the winner must be 18 years or older. Workers who control the lights atop the Empire State Building in New York City were quite busy Monday. The iconic landmark had a rotating display which featured the colors of all 30 Major League Baseball teams in honor of opening day. The building finished off the evening by going blue in honor of Duke's win in the NCAA Tournament National Championship game. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
The time is 10:06. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We're at 57 degrees right now. The high is going to be about 60. Overcast skies, calm winds. Today is April 7th, Tuesday, 2015. Periods of rain and a high around 60 today. Winds northeast to 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 60%. A steady rain this evening. Showers continuing overnight, a low of 41. Winds east northeast at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%. And considerable cloudiness with occasional rain showers tomorrow. A high of 43. Winds east northeast 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 50%. Cloudy with showers on Thursday, a high of 47. Foggy in the morning on Friday, then thunderstorms developing later in the day, but a high near 75. Chance of rain is 80%. Except for a few afternoon clouds on Saturday, mainly sunny and a high of 62. And mainly sunny on Sunday, a high of 64. Temperatures in our area right now, 58 in Franklin, 61 in Pittstown, 55 in town of Clinton, 58 in Tewksbury, 58 in Raritan, 59 in Ringos. Time for a little tech today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Good day. Welcome to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing the wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers seeking solutions for personal or business use can be better informed when making those decisions or hiring individuals to carry out those technological decisions. Each week, I'll focus on topics about technology. Segments will include technology news, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. Email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com. My phone number here at the studio, 908-237-0410. And to contact me outside of the show, the company website, BluePantherBIZ.com. Well, lots of things to get to today. Let's find out what we have in terms of technology news that would be of interest to you. New technologies help seniors remain happy and safe at home. Yeah, we have a show here on Chamber Radio, Boomer's World, which is concerned about this, and I love to kind of marry these two things together. So here, if you are somebody that's looking for the peace of mind or some of the opportunities to make some changes to make sure that folks can stay at home, well, here are some of the things that you might consider. Sally Abrams wrote this article, and it's published in the Daily Finance, part of Kiplinger, on March 28th. And it says, a growing number of seniors are turning to state-of-the-art digital tools via smartphones, GPS, voice-activated sensors that enable them to age in their own homes. With aging-in-place technology, you can discreetly keep tabs on mom, tracking her daily activities on a cell phone, tablet, or computer, and getting notified by text or email if something seems out of the ordinary. Gadgets and apps can remind seniors to take their medication and let others know if they don't. Besides telling time, smartwatches can provide feedback on one's vitals, such as blood pressure, that can be relayed to professionals. About 10,000 boomers a day are turning 65, and close to half of the women ages 75 and older live alone. By 2017, experts expect this market to reach $30 billion. The aging-in-place technology field is exploding, says gerontologist Katie Fike, who co-owns and founded San Francisco-based Aging 2.0 in 2012 to advise startups geared toward boomers and seniors. In the past few years, her company has met with more than 1,000 entrepreneurs in seven countries. Here are some of the products geared to helping older adults maintain their independence. First one is the personal emergency response systems. With personal emergency response systems, you push an emergency button on a keychain or from a cord around your neck or wrist. Then an operator assesses the situation and can dispatch help or notify family. They used to work only at home with a base station connected to a landline. The MPERS, which is M-PERS, the M stands for mobile, works wherever you are, on the golf course, out to lunch, in the garden, or visiting the grandkids in another state. Rita Labia, 79, of Yuba City, California, lives alone and drives, but she struggles with congestive heart failure and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. She also has fallen. When she's out of sight, you never know what's going on, says her daughter, Loretta Burke, 61, who lives 3 miles away. Last July, Burke gave her mother a great call splash, MPERS. We were all concerned she wouldn't use it. Instead, she has it with her all the time, and Burke says. It's her bodyguard. Labla agrees. I feel much more secure with it, she says. Labla knows she can press it if she thinks someone shady is following her in a parking lot, she gets lost on the road, or she has a problem at home. By checking their smartphones, tablets, or computers, Burke and her siblings can track their mother via GPS. You can order a Great Call Splash at greatcall.com, 800-650-5921. It's $50 for purchase, $35 for activation fee, and monthly service starting at $20. In a few next few months, Great Call plans to add a feature that summons help if it detects a fall, even if you haven't pressed the button. Another Go Anywhere medical alert system, Philips Lifeline's GoSafe, 800-380-3111, already offers a waterproof pendant with a fall detection capability. For a one-time fee of $149 plus $55 a month, Mobile Help, 800-989-9863, has a similar system, $37 plus $50 a month monthly fee. Fall detection is an extra $10 a month. Let me start here for just a minute. First of all, fall detection is not... let me see how I can put this. It's detection, it gives a lot of false alarms, so you need to be careful about that. Trying to buy into that technology right now might not be the best choice. You're going to have to test it. Most of the pendants not too long ago had a base station, as the article mentioned, and the problem was that if you were in a room too far away from the base station, you couldn't, the person that was on the floor, the client, could not speak or be heard because the speaker was too far away. There are pendants now that have the speaker on the pendant, so please look for that. And now that we have one that's mobile, using the wireless carriers, that's a whole different story. That's a lot better. I like that a lot, because normally those individuals are going to be in a place where there is wireless service, but make sure that the wireless service you're using is going to be in that area. But I like that a lot, because then you're not just dealing with being at home anymore. Now you're dealing with any place in the area, but most of the time your family is at home. There are also ones, and I would also recommend you look into this, that don't require a service to answer the phone. There are ones out there that you can buy that will call your phone number or will dial three different numbers that you plug in, rather than having to pay for a monitoring service. I'm not a big fan of the monitoring service. I think that's an overly expensive option. If you have phone numbers nowadays, almost everybody's got a cell phone. There's nothing stopping that pendant from dialing those three phone numbers and getting somebody on a cell phone. And then you, if you receive the call, can make that decision. So my recommendations are, yes, this is a great idea. No, don't get a monthly service. Yes, look for a pendant with a speaker. No, don't get a base station with a speaker at a base station. And these ones that are starting to become wireless carriers, I like that. I like that option a lot. How about safety sensors? are another way to make sure mom and dad is safe at home. Wireless sensors placed around the house where a parent goes daily, perhaps the bed, the refrigerator, or favorite chair, or the bathroom door, can tip you off if they aren't triggered. So the point is that they will get triggered, and that's a good thing, because you want your mom and dad, your uncle and aunt, to be walking around. If those alerts are not triggered, that's a sign that something is wrong. Sarah King, 83, lives in a basement apartment of her daughter, Danita Niffin's home in Darden Prairie, Missouri. Sensors from Evermind, evermind.us, 855-677-7625, have come in handy. Niffin is 52, programmed Evermind so she receives a text the first time her mom's TV, microwave, or reading lamp is turned on. She also gets an alert on her smartphone if none of the sensors have been triggered during periods of the day when her mother should be up and about. Instead of calling every morning to make sure her mother is okay, Niffin goes on her smartphone to check the sensors. The sensors come with a one-time cost of $199 plus $29 monthly fee. Michael Demeritz, 54, a social worker who lives in Tustin, California, chose a combination of PERS, which is the sensor system, from BeClose.com, 866-574-1784, to keep tabs on his mother, who lives in Pennsylvania. He placed motion sensors in her living room, between the bathroom and bedroom, and on the cellar door, where was the site of two previous accidents. Demerence receives a daily email. Green means his mom's activity is ordinary, yellow out of the ordinary, and red abnormal. If she were to press the panic button, Demeritz would get a text from the company. My mother feels reassured because she knows I have been alerted, she says. BeClose's ability to spot variations in behavior is the system's most valuable feature, Demeritz said. If I have objective data, my mother can't just say she's fine when I call. He says I can tell her I notice she's not going up or out much and is spending a lot of time in her chair. Then I can ask why she's so sedentary. Every year, Demeritz takes a vacation to Europe. This year, from my phone, iPad, desktop, or anyone's computer, I will know exactly what is going on with my mom in real time, whether she is sitting in bed, in the bathroom, or if she has left the house, he says. Talk about peace of mind. The system costs $499 for the equipment, $99 a month. How about medication managers? One of the things that we have trouble with moms and dads. New products can provide reminders and let loved ones know whether you are taking your medication. MyLively.com, 888-757-0711, has just come out with a safety watch that not only tells time, but acts as a medication reminder and a medical alert system. You attach the sensor to the pill dispenser, and the senior gets a reminder on a smartwatch she wears. Remote caregivers get a notice by smartphone or computer when the medications are taken or perhaps forgotten. The system also lets you push a button in an emergency. A pedometer feature counts your steps, thus giving you feedback on your activity level. Colleen Sturdivant, who lives in Piedmont, California, says her mother, Jane Kennedy, 76, likes the step counting feature. Since her recent big hip replacement, the step counter shows her that she's getting stronger every day by increasing her steps. Studevant likes the feature that notifies her of her mother's whereabouts, which she can be shared with her sister and two brothers throughout an online dashboard. The system costs $50 plus $20 to $35 a month. For a more low-tech system, a reminder Rosie, reminder-rosie, R-O-S-I-E.com, $130, a talking clock. You manually program it with your voice or a loved one's voice for the day, week, or sometime in the future. Perhaps time for your afternoon pills. Mike Gilman, 65, a retired New York State tax collector, takes 8 pills a day at different times. Rosie is the most fantastic thing, he says. Besides jogging his memory about his medication, Gilman uses the device to remind him when he sends birthday cards to family and friends. If you want a free app for your smartphone or tablet, CareZone.com centralizes information about your medication and other important information such as doctor appointments. You can share this information with family members. You can set daily medication reminders that buzz your phone, followed up 2 minutes later if you forgot. And we got a couple other ones coming up, so I'm going to do this. I'm going to take a quick break, do a station ID. We'll be right back with more of Tech Today in a moment.
Hi. I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Assure Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Assure Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call Assure Shred. Assure Shred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call Assure Shred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
It's 10:26. You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. We're talking about technology that is helping you keep track of and make sure that your seniors, your loved ones, can live independently at home. We were talking about medication reminders. We're talking about personal emergency responding pendants. We're talking about ones that can figure out your vitals and sensors. But how about just keeping in touch? Technology can help seniors living alone feel connected to family and friends, and sometimes even to medical professionals. With a touch screen from Grand Care Systems, Grand Care 262-338-6147, you can look at a photo of a grandson's Halloween getup or a video replay of his baseball home run. You can listen to music, play word games, read the news, or surf the internet. No need to know how to use a computer. Randall Schaefer, 61, of Houston, Texas, uses this Grand Care system to Skype with his mother, 90. She just pushes a button to video chat. "My mom is in love with our dog, Daisy," Schaefer says. "Her face lights up when she sees the schnauzer," he says. And the system can also transmit health data from glucose and blood pressure to weight and oxygen readings. For example, a blood pressure cuff with a wireless Bluetooth medical device will record and relay the readings to caregivers. The system costs $699 plus $49 a month. Another system that offers social opportunities as well as care coordination, calendar sharing, and health data collection is Independa, INDEPENDA.com, 800-815-7829. All the information is on your TV rather than on a special screen or computer. You can be watching TV, and up pops a screen saying your daughter wants to say goodnight. You can accept and video chat, or not. If you're engrossed in the show, an adult child can go to the Independent Caregiver Portal via email and send a message or upload a photo to your TV screen. One feature called Life Stories lets parents record their memories for their adult children. You or your parents can play the remembrances at any time and email them to other family members. Independa also has introduced a mobile app for caregivers for the soon-to-be-released Apple Watch. The system costs $799 to $1,399, depending on the size of the LG Smart TV embedded with the Independa service. If you have your own TV with an HDMI connection, which is now commonly used, you can hook it up to an Independa AnyTV companion box, which costs $399. Both systems charge $30 a month. Virtual Pet Therapy, a unique social engagement tool, is the Jerry Joy Virtual Care Companion. Jerry Joy is spelled GERIJOY.com, 855-437-4569, which costs $249 a month. Consider it pet therapy with a twist. A virtual talking dog or cat on a tablet screen interacts and converses with a loved one. Many people name their pet, which is operated around the clock by Jerry Joy representatives who work remotely. To start a conversation, you touch the dog on the tablet screen and talk. Your pet will wake up and start chatting. Perhaps the pet will say, "Did you have a good sleep? You look fabulous today." When you ask a question, your virtual companion responds immediately, even if it means the human helper has to look up an answer on the internet. "How did the Red Sox do last night?" for example. Daily conversations and events are kept on a written log, which the family can access through a secure website. Becky and Craig Geo bought Jerry Joy for Craig's mother, Lucy, who has Alzheimer's disease and lives with them in Santa Clara, California. She doesn't like to leave her room. Jerry Joy is a good companion, Greg, 45, says. She especially loves a silly picture that Becky uploaded on a man with an ultra-long nose and tongue. When it pops up, she cracks up laughing, Becky says. The Geos are convinced that Jerry Joy has improved her mood. When the system was down for a week with hardware problems, Craig says, "My mother got depressed. Now that it's back, she's happier and making everyone happier." How about what's coming in the future? A growing number of seniors will be connected remotely with service providers who will be able to detect changes in physical and mental health, as well as mobility, says David Lindemann, director of the Center for Technology and Aging, a research group in Oakland, California. "We're all in a new era of connected aging," Lindemann says. "We'll be getting more and more information brought into us in a variety of ways we can support our loved ones." Look for more developments in the smart home. Entrepreneurs are working on carpet woven from optic fibers that analyze your gait and help predict if you will fall or are physically declining. With the touch of a tablet or cell phone to turn off dad's stove if he forgets it or to close the blinds. Also on the horizon is the growth of wearables, which includes smart jewelry and clothing with sensors and chips woven into the fabric. The sensors will track movement, collect health data, and transmit to a mobile device. Wearable technology. Don't like the look of today's purse pendants, wrist bands, and keychains? Cuff Inc., which is cuff.io, is introducing products priced from $29 to $199 that look like elegant jewelry. The gadget, which is inserted in specially made bracelets and necklaces, sends notifications, tracks activity, and acts as a safety device. Sensogram Technologies in Plano, Texas, is working on SensaTrack, a device that you wear on your ear. It captures oxygen saturation, respiration, and heart rate, as well as mood. The goal is to prevent or to catch a problem early. Wow, lots of great stuff going on. We're also going to see more social and caregiving applications, too. Lori Orlov, founder of Aging in Place Technology Watch, which is Aging in Place Tech, believes voice-activated robots might someday be good helpers and conversationalists. It is inevitable that companion robots will learn adjusting responses to become the companion we need, responding to our commentary and reminding us to take our medication so that we can remain interdependent, Orlov says. Yeah, it definitely looks that way, doesn't it? With all those things, all separate products right now, it won't be long before all that starts to come to fruition. We're going to take a break. News and weather is up next. You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Senator Rand Paul is getting ready to launch his campaign for president. The Kentucky Republican will make it official when he speaks to supporters later this morning in Louisville. It could be a day for the history books in the troubled city of Ferguson, Missouri. Voters have a shot at putting three African Americans on the city council for the first time ever. Political experts say it will depend on voter turnout, which is normally low in a non-presidential election. It's the mother of all wins for Duke. The Blue Devils rallied from a 9-point deficit in the second half, downing Wisconsin 68-63 in the national championship basketball game in Indianapolis. Tyus Jones led all scorers with 23 points for the Blue Devils, who captured their fifth NCAA tournament title in school history. California agencies will soon have to conserve water or face a whopping fine. Officials there are scheduled to announce plans to help pull the state out of its historic drought. Governor Jerry Brown said last week that he wants the state to cut its water usage by 25%, and there may be penalties or consequences for agencies that fail to meet the targets. This is USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Red Wing Shoes salutes the modern craftsman.
Hey, carpenter, here's to the work you do. Vincent Van Gogh ain't got nothing on you. Though you don't work on canvas, you're an artist just the same. And your work never comes without a frame.
Find the right boots for your job at your local Red Wing retailer.
Yesterday marked one of the busiest days for Las Vegas sportsbooks, and they don't expect things to die down anytime soon. Jay Rood with MGM Sportsbook says last night's NCAA tournament championship game was paired with the start of Major League Baseball.
A lot of teams have a lot of hope right now. Maybe a month from now, they might be in a different situation, but right now everybody thinks they've got a shot.
Even though college basketball is now over, baseball will soon be joined by the start of the NHL and NBA playoffs. Many are also gearing up for the big bout between Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, which is set for May 2nd. Jay Rood with MGM Sportsbook says they expect big bucks to come in ahead of the fight.
It's going to be a monumental fight. It's going to be something that I don't think I've seen since I've been booking a fight that big.
President Obama is hosting his annual Easter prayer breakfast today. Christian leaders from across the country will join the president to pray and reflect on the holiday. Vice President Biden will also be in attendance, Later today, Obama is visiting Howard University to join in a roundtable discussion on climate change and how it affects public health. This is USA Headline News.
Did you have a baby last year? Or did you not have a baby last year despite all the subtle hints your mom kept dropping? Like building that crib and asking for a number one grandma mug for Christmas? Even though that's not how it works. You can't just ask to be awarded number one grandma. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you have a baby, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Senator John McCain says he'll run for a sixth term in the Senate next year. The Arizona Republican told NBC News Monday night that he's more than ready to run again. He also has a message for those who think he's getting too old or can't handle the position.
I say, watch me. Take a look. Take a look at my 18-hour days. Take a look at the hearings we have. Take a look at my legislative accomplishments. Listen, I'm just getting started.
78-year-old McCain is chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee. He'll be 80 by Election Day next year. McCain was the Republican nominee for president in 2008. The Cleveland Indians season is underway, but with it brings more protests over the team's mascot. The growing movement to get rid of Chief Wahoo and the Indians' name in general continued yesterday outside Progressive Field, even though the team was on the road in Houston.
We don't come from India. We're not Indians. Second of all, the logo must go. It's your standard stereotyping of a group of people, and it's been going on for far too long in this city.
Philip Yenyo with the American Indian Movement was among those on hand at yesterday's protest, as was City Councilman Zach Reed. Many believe the use of the Chief Wahoo logo is racist and offensive. The group plans to protest again on Friday when the Indians host the Tigers in their home opener. Michelle Obama says attitudes are changing when it comes to the fight against childhood obesity. Speaking Monday on Live with Kelly and Michael, the First Lady said that school lunches are improving and groceries are stocking more healthy food while keeping prices low. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Time is 10:38. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We are experiencing 59 degrees right now in Flemington. Overcast skies, calm winds. Periods of rain today for April 7th, a high around 60. Winds northeast at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Steady rain this evening. Showers continuing overnight, a low of 41. Winds east northeast at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 70%. Considerable cloudiness with occasional rain showers and a high of 43 tomorrow. Winds east-northeast at 10 to 20 miles an hour. On Thursday, cloudy with showers, a high of 47. Foggy in the morning on Friday. Thunderstorms later in the day, a high of 75. Chance of rain is 80%. Saturday, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny in 62. And mainly sunny on Sunday, a high of 64. Our temperatures right now, 59 in Alexandria, 58 in Quakertown, 59 in Flemington, 61 in East Amwell, 59 in Highbridge, and 60 over in Tewksbury. Time for more Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. N40, you're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. We talked about hotels, and there's been a couple of different things that are coming together here that you need to be aware of. The first one is hotels are trying to block outside Wi-Fi access. Why? To kind of gain more paid fees. So that's been an issue. Number two is we've talked about public Wi-Fi and how that can be a hoax, a proxy for somebody to get access to your phone. So you need to be aware of that as well. So here's an article about that published on the 27th. It says, new Wi-Fi threat for hotels, security tips for travelers. This is Paul Jason Glassberg. Wrote this article on the Huffington Post, and he says it's never a good idea to connect to public Wi-Fi networks at a hotel or anywhere else for that matter, but there's yet another reason why travelers should be careful. A new report found that Wi-Fi router used by most hotels is vulnerable to hackers. Typically, hotel patrons who use a public Wi-Fi connection are at risk of getting snooped on because criminals could set up a fake network, call it a hotel guest Wi-Fi, and wait for suckers to connect. Once they do, the criminal could read everything that person does online, unless it's encrypted. But with the new threat, guests who use the real hotel Wi-Fi network can also fall victim to the very serious attacks. This can include snooping on the online activity, stealing passwords and logins, reading emails, etc. Even worse, hackers could infect your laptop or mobile device with malware just by connecting to the network, and a really good hacker could go even further by using the security flaw to burrow more deeply into the hotel's business systems, potentially stealing guests' credit card information. The problem in this case is with a specific piece of networking equipment known as AntLab's InGate device that's widely used in the hotel industry to set up a guest Wi-Fi network. In fact, it's found in 277 hotels worldwide, including many of the top 10 hotel chains. Unfortunately for travelers, it turns out the device is vulnerable to hackers. The manufacturer has since fixed the problem, but hotels have to install the security patch, or else they and their guests will still remain vulnerable. So what can you do? First of all, it's important for travelers to stop using public Wi-Fi altogether. Unless they are using a virtual private network tool like OpenDNS, a VPN encrypts your online traffic so that even if the attacker is able to spy on you, all they see is a bunch of gobbledygook. However, if you don't have a VPN, which most don't as they're not that easy to use, then revert to a cellular signal whenever you're out of the home or office, and tether that to any other devices you're trying to connect to the web. Admittedly, it's not an ideal solution, and you will run up your data usage, but this is the best way to protect your data without using a VPN. Next, never pay a hotel with a debit card. Use credit cards only, since they come with greater protections. Even prior to the security warning, hotels have been leaky ships when it comes to customer credit card data. According to Verizon's 2014 data breach investigation report, the accommodation industry, which includes hotels, casinos, restaurants, had the highest rate of point-of-sale breaches of any other industry. 75% of all security incidents in 2013 were due to this. The next closest was retail at just 31%. Change your online banking password. We're not sure how long this vulnerability has been around, but if it's possible, some cyber criminals already knew about it. If you've traveled in the past 12 months, it's a good idea to change your banking password. And be sure to make it 10-plus characters long using both upper and lowercase characters, as well as numbers and symbols. However, even without this latest threat, traveling and staying in hotels does increase a person's chances of getting hacked. Here are a few more steps people should take to protect themselves. Don't do online banking while on the road. Protect your device against theft. Use a password manager. We've talked about that. Set up two-factor authentication. This one is where if you log into your website, it's going to send a text code or an email to you that you have to verify. Foreign travel risks. At most who would travel in Asia, particularly China, as well as Eastern Europe and Russia, it's strongly advised that you bring temporary devices with you, as the chances of malware infection are greater. All right, so if you're a traveler, be on the lookout. There's a lot of things out there. Public Wi-Fi is not one of them that you should be using. And most phones now, and because it has been limited by the FCC on our carriers, you have a tethering option on your phones. Seek it out. And all that means is that you create a little Wi-Fi signal on your phone, and now your computer can get to the internet through your phone. What I suggest, though, is that you have to put a password on it. The default when you do that is open access, so you're going to allow other people to get on. You need to set it up so that it has a name. You could say it's Bob's phone or something like that, and make sure it has a password so that when you're logging onto it with your computer, you're the only one that gets on it. 10:47, we're going to take another quick break. I'll be right back with more of Tech Today right after this. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
We just talked a little bit about travel and how you shouldn't use a debit card, you should use a credit card. Well, how about this? This is kind of cool. CNN Money reports that a credit card of the future could stop fraud. Jose Paglieri reports that as banks seek to reduce fraud, one credit card maker has a prototype with a constantly changing code on the back. This week, CNN Money received an early model from the French company Oberthur Technologies. Expect it in 2017 if it catches on with major banks. The mini ink screen is powered by a lithium-ion battery like a phone, the size of a postage stamp that's designed to last 3 years. A computer chip randomizes the number every 40 to 60 minutes. Engineers have managed to squeeze it into a regular 0.76 millimeter thick card. The changing code renders the card useless to anyone who has written down your credit card number, expiration date, and the code on the back. And it would be a more complete solution than the one currently being implemented by the industry. The American credit card system is undergoing a huge $33 billion upgrade to computer chip-based smart cards that you'll dip into new machines instead of swipe. But the way U.S. banks are upgrading credit cards won't actually stop fraud. It just move online where anyone can use stolen card data for purchases that only require static card numbers. Hence the value in a dynamic CVV code. That's the code on the back, that three-digit code. That number on the back of your card. The approach makes it a temporary password verified by your bank with every transaction. So stolen data is useless after the first few minutes. The hope here is that the dynamic CVV will severely cut down on fraud, said Martin Francensi, who's Oberthur's top executive in North America. That is, if criminals don't figure out number-changing mathematical algorithm inside. One major barrier, though, is that each card is 50 times more expensive than the magnetic strip cards still being issued by banks in the United States, and it's 10 times more expensive than the latest chip-based cards. Banks buy magnetic stripe cards for about 20 cents each. Modern chip cards go for $1.20 each or so, and Oberthur plans to sell these dynamic CVV cards for $10 or $20 apiece. The difference could be huge. The largest banks issue tens of millions of cards. Replacing 30 million cards might cost $300 million. Now the question is there a business model for that price? It will be a tough sell, Oberthur said. We'll be trying to convince banks to upgrade their cards just 2 years after the current upgrade. Francenzi said the reduced fraud costs and minimized headache to customers is worth it, and the added feature helps as checkout. The card can be swiped, dipped, or even tapped like Apple Pay or Samsung. It's trying to do everything the latest smartphone can do, and that's why this feels like it could be the physical credit card's last stand. How about that? And last but not least, HTC's One E9 Plus is its latest phablet with a stunning screen. Mgadget.com reports this review. Just like the HTC has quietly, well, maybe unintentionally, unveiled a latest phablet on its China website. With some minor differences, the One E9 Plus is pretty much what we saw on the certification database earlier this month. The biggest selling point of this part metal, part plastic device is perhaps its 5.5-inch Quad HD. That's 534 pixels per inch display, making it the sharpest screen ever used on an HTC phone. Oddly, though, the website spec sheet states 1080p resolution, which we'll assume is actually meant for a lesser E9. Likewise, with a 2 gig of RAM instead of 3 gig, as well as a 13-megapixel main camera instead of a 20-megapixel version mentioned on the product page. If the rest of the specs are correct, we're looking at a 64-bit octa-core 2 gigahertz chipset for MediaTek, 16 gig of internal memory, a micro SD expansion of up to 128 gig, dual nano SIM slots, 2800 millionth battery, an ultra-pixel front-facing camera, and the trademark boom sound front-facing stereo speakers. And of course, you will also get multi-mode LTE along with 802.11ac Wi-Fi. All of these goodies are tucked into a 7.49 millimeter thick body. Alias, that's all we've got so far. No prior more data just yet. So a better screen. I don't know how much more screen we can get because they're so small and you're really not going to see much more picture on them. Stereo speakers, that's kind of cool. I like the fact that it's still got the expansive micro SD memory. 16 gig is typically good. Two SIM slots, so you can have two different carriers. That's pretty interesting if you're an international caller. So very good stuff there. All right, it's time for me to get on out of here. Something's About Money team's going to be in for about a half an hour, and then I'm going to be back with some things with Good Morning Hunterdon interviewing Vicki Lawrence. Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, embrace it. That is the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully we've imparted that mission onto you. We'll talk to you in a few minutes. Thanks for listening.
over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Senator Rand Paul is getting ready to launch his campaign for president. The Kentucky Republican will make it official when he speaks to supporters later this morning in Louisville. It could be a day for the history books in the troubled city of Ferguson, Missouri. Voters have a shot at putting three African Americans on the city council for the first time ever. Political experts say it will depend on voter turnout, which is normally low in a non-presidential election. It's the mother of all wins for Duke. The Blue Devils rallied from a 9-point deficit in the second half, downing Wisconsin 68-63 in the national championship basketball game in Indianapolis. Tyus Jones led all scorers with 23 points for the Blue Devils, who captured their fifth NCAA tournament title in school history. California agencies will soon have to conserve water or face a whopping fine. Officials there are scheduled to announce plans to help pull the state out of its historic drought. Governor Jerry Brown said last week that he wants the state to cut its water usage by 25%, and there may be penalties or consequences for agencies that fail to meet the targets. This is USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Red Wing Shoes salutes the modern craftsman.
Hey, carpenter, here's to the work you do. Vincent Van Gogh ain't got nothing on you. Though you don't work on canvas, you're an artist just the same. And your work never comes without a frame.
Find the right boots for your job at your local Red Wing retailer.
Yesterday marked one of the busiest days for Las Vegas sportsbooks, and they don't expect things to die down anytime soon. Jay Rood with MGM Sportsbook says last night's NCAA Tournament Championship game was paired with the start of Major League Baseball.
A lot of teams have a lot of hope right now. Maybe a month from now, they might be in a different situation, but right now everybody thinks they've got a shot.
Even though college basketball is now over, baseball will soon be joined by the start of the NHL and NBA playoffs. Many are also gearing up for the big bout between Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, which is set for May 2nd. Jay Rood with MGM Sportsbook says they expect big bucks to come in ahead of the fight.
It's going to be a monumental fight. It's going to be something that I don't think I've seen since I've been booking a fight that big.
President Obama is hosting his annual Easter prayer breakfast today. Christian leaders from across the country will join the president to pray and reflect on the holiday. Vice President Biden will also be in attendance. Later today, Obama is visiting Howard University to join in a roundtable discussion on climate change and how it affects public health. This is USA Headline News.
Did you have a baby last year? Or did you not have a baby last year despite all the subtle hints your mom kept dropping? Like building that crib and asking for a number one grandma mug for Christmas? Even though that's not how it works. You can't just ask to be awarded number one grandma. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you have a baby, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Senator John McCain says he'll run for a sixth term in the Senate next year. The Arizona Republican told NBC News Monday night that he's more than ready to run.